rings. My dream team taking all the rings. I got Trey Plus, a beat, and much plus, and a deuce pop, pepper news, non-stopping. Lost track to my side, just vibing. And JV gon' ball with me. T-double-D, he off an excursion, swerving all on the curb with a virgin. And I'm Trina, you heard my name. I'm still the baddest, ain't a dick.
Make sure my levels are at around 8.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's kind of a tongue twister.
Am I popping my peas?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
I So, you want me to go through it again and actually say that?
This sounds so repetitive.
See, now I can't do it.
Once more, okay.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, wait, do you want me to say hello?
I'll have to do another one.
Yeah, maybe one last one.
Radio CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you recording? You are? Oh. Can you press stop?
Ah, yes. Guys, this is the time. This is the time to think out the box. This is the time for entrepreneurship. This is the time to take your life in your hands. I want to take a moment to give a shout out to our guest that's coming in today. It is the one and only Alvina Ryan. She's a best-selling author. I coined her the entrepreneur of the decade. She does insurance. She's a coach. She does massage therapy. Alvina has been an example in our community of leadership. She has been an example of perseverance. I am so grateful to have her on with us today as she's going to let us know a little bit about her life journey, the recent developments, and the awesome news about her recent book that had just dropped. Stay tuned with us today on the Empower Hour.
I think this is me.
Welcome to the Empower Hour. We're bringing power to the people because the people have the power. This squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. I'm Queen Kaya, joined by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens listening.
Ah, blessed, melanated, rising, my melanated people. I am so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to our ancestors for creating another opportunity for us to be able to be on here today. And I just ask that today's show, let it be very uplifting, let it be encouraging, let it be educational, let it be fun, and most importantly, let it be empowering for each and every one of our listeners as we're sending out that spirit of love, that spirit of light, that spirit of unity and strength. I want to remind everybody that the Empower Hour is for everybody as we are here for all religious denominations, all races, all cultures, all backgrounds. The Empower Hour is the voice of the people, and we are here for you. Bless, 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 bless. That's a new start. Do you know what you think?
I think that whenever you're sending good positive energy, it's always great.
Talk about it. Snap, 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 snap. All right, word. I'm obviously feeling super hyped this morning. Come David Sido.
Mm-hmm.
But come on, you... shows, Gina. Come on, come on, pass la vie, yo. Come, parle moi, Zan, G.
But honnêtement, la vie est belle.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
You know what I mean? La vie est en rose. I'm gonna tell you that much. I wanna do a quick shout out here to Naomi K Beauty. Because when I wake up in the morning, I get to get my Beyonce on and be like, I woke up like this because
yes, yes, yes.
They touched up my eyebrows and my eyebrows just be, they're living their own life.
Okay.
I was like, oh, y'all are just living your own life. Nice. And I appreciate just waking up and eyebrows being done, ready.
Yeah,
ready
they do look good. Good eyebrows here, Gina.
You know what I mean? I just ready for the world all day.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to start the morning with that. You know what I mean? Start the talk with that. Let's get into that.
Mm-hmm.
However, my week was a busy week. It was a great week. Honestly, I've had two really, really busy weeks. I'm trying to catch up on the sleep. I know it doesn't work that way, but because I tell my brain that, it does. So, meh. But
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This week, had some visitors, so I caught up with my aunt, with our aunt. I don't know, I always do.
Shout out Auntie Sharon.
And so we did a brunch upon her arrival. I picked her up in the morning. I mean, you know, there's an age difference. She got here at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. I was like, I mean, she took a red eye in all fairness, but like normally no one gets in that early on a weekend.
You're right.
But
yeah.
I was blessed. And she actually had, they needed to bring back a plane in Montreal. And so she had the plane that they use for like the Raptors and stuff.
Oh
yeah, so it's like I think they call it like a commuter train or something like that, a commuter plane. And she's like, the space in front of her, like people would literally just walk in front of you and stuff, like, like luxury two-seater on each side plane. I was just like, okay, like it was a notch below the jet.
What'd yo, basketball player leg space, that's like, that's luxury. But you know, she always says she's blessed and highly favored, so I expect nothing less.
That's what I'm saying. I would be like, you know how you just swing your legs like a kid?
Yes.
I'd want to do that in that plane. Just like, no. But anyway, so I did that. Was it this week or last week? I think I did it last week and I didn't mention it. No. It was last weekend. That's right. It was last Saturday. I had another channeling session. Because I do that. I probably do it maybe about like 3 times a year. Because to me, it's my therapy. But every time I'm about to go do it, sometimes I'm kind of just like, is there anything else that I really, are you talking right now, Pharaoh? Because I can't hear you. Oh, okay. Yeah, so every time I kind of do the channeling session, I'm like, oh, I think I've asked everything I need to ask for. But all the time, every time I go, it's kind of like maybe a little bit of a, how do you call it? Like a reminder of all things. And no matter what, when I come out of there, it's like I have to remind myself, like, don't be governed by fear. Because fear will mess everything up. And do you guys remember when I spoke about that person who came into my IG and was just like, oh, like, I want to build a shrine for you. And like, I was attracted by your energy. And
yes. Blah, blah, blah.
And I was kind of just like, charlatan.
Yeah,
not.
You asked her a couple of key spiritual questions that she should know if she's connected.
Right. And she was not connected and she did not know. So when I had time, I was like, hey, I had this happen. Da, da, da. They're just like, that was a gym. We're gonna cuss them out for you. They didn't say cuss them out, but they're like, we're gonna tell them off.
Yeah.
We're gonna tell them off on your behalf. So it's like, yeah, you tell that gym.
You tell that gym off.
Mm-hmm. But essentially, like the takeaway from that was anything that's brought to you from a fear perspective is not of love and light. Like it's not conducive to the betterment of you, which is interesting because I stopped watching the news years ago because I feel like the news fear mongers. Like that's what they do, that's what they're set up to do, and that is how you block people's blessings.
Mm-hmm.
You block your own blessings living in fear, and your blessings get blocked when you surround yourself by listening to fear mongering.
Right.
So I it's something I know, but because like the work out there that's just like heavy on trying to make people scared of everything is so up there, you need that reminder.
Mm-hmm. And so it keeps your vibration so low. Like their goal is to keep your vibrations low.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So like that was like a huge takeaway. Every time I walk out of there, I'm just kind of like, I feel lighter, but it's also like, all right, now I have these tools I have to remember. So even like I said, even if it's 3 times a year, even if I end up having the same conversation every time, it ends up being necessary. And so there's that.
Cool.
Yeah, that was my week.
Ill. Thanks for again just bringing that insight because it is, and that perspective because it's necessary. Queen Kaya, whatitdo.com.
Yeah. Listen, I'm down slow, so I don't gotta do ooh and ah. Listen, this week has been a week of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna tell you, I failed gracefully.
Oh gosh, I thought you were about to sing "You Shall Overcome." No,
I'm not. Come on, I said it already. I'm not coming on here telling lies. I'm coming on here telling the truth. When I tell you, I had a plan that I was going to be at work from Monday to Friday straight. I was going to do 10 hours a day. I was going to get this money. And then my lady parts kicked in and reminded me, you cannot work like a man all the time. You're a woman. So it hit me with Aunt Dot. Hit me with her. And I'm going to tell you something. I went and laid my behind down for the rest of the week. I have not, I ain't budged. I'm going to tell you. I told some, listen, take my car. Take it. Just go away with it. I don't care. And then I woke up this morning feeling a little bit better. I'm like, where the hell is my car?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was really in a way. I was really in a lot of pain to tell you, take my car. Where's my car? No, bring my car back, please. Mm-hmm. I literally have been delirious the last 4 days of pain.
Wow.
So anyone who has had conversations with me, I am now going back like, hey, I was wondering, did I say anything? Because I have been on heavy medication for the last 4 days and I have literally been loopy. Mm-hmm. And so coming out of that this morning, actually, I'm like, wow, Kai, you know, like this is something that's serious. So I had spoke to you guys about my body was going through. I don't want to say my conditioning because it's not my condition because I'm not accepting that for my life.
Amen.
I rebuke the essence that is fibroid tumors. I rebuke that off of my life and anyone else who has that on their life because I know how challenging that could be. But this morning I woke up and I know that I'm going to have peace. Mm. I know that I am ready to make a change for my life that is going to change this indefinitely for me because I don't want to be loopy and crazy once a month. I don't. So this morning, something came to my attention and I just feel like I got to say something about this because I feel like people are, a lot of people may be going through the same thing. We are not our circumstances. We're not our circumstances. We are not what we do. Mm. Sometimes we have to do things that are outside of our character in order to make sense of what we're going through, in order to get past certain humps in our lives. And I want you to know, I ain't judging you. I'm not looking at you crazy because you have an argument today with someone to clear your name and you may feel like you stepped out of character and you feel a little bit wild. I'm not mad at you if you had to say some bad words at the kids one day because they was getting on your nerves. Like, I'm not mad at you. We are not what we do. We are human beings and we go through different phases in life. I just want to send you all positive energy today through this radio, through this podcast. I want to send y'all positive energy and let you know that I believe in you and you can get past whatever it is that you're going through because I too am experiencing some things. And they say, and we had talked about this before, what we go through, we hope that we eventually grow through. Mm-hmm. We want to grow through what we go through. And that's what's happening right now. And that's the energy I want to put out there. So this week, I just laid my behind down. And that's the truth. I couldn't do anything more. And if I did, I would probably have done it all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I went and I recorded this week and I went and recorded some music. And I wasn't even impressed with the sound of my voice because I wasn't ready. I wasn't feeling good. I wasn't feeling like myself.
Right.
And I went and recorded a song and went back and listened to the vocals. I don't even like the vocals. Shoot. And so I'm like, you know what? You can't do that to yourself anymore, Kaya. You can't. You gotta, when God says time, lay down. It's okay. You don't gotta feel pressured. And whatever, my bills, but my this, but my that. He'll fix that too.
Facts.
He'll fix that too. So that was my week in a nutshell. And this is what I wish for y'all in the next week to come.
Hotep. Amen to that. And it's very timely because we're in a very high frequency, high vibration season. So it is very important to keep your mind in check. We will be tested. Things will continue to come at us. But it's to really pay attention to how you feel. You're not supposed to not feel good, if that makes sense. Let's put that in the affirmative. You're supposed to actually feel good. When you're not feeling good, it's because there's a reason for it. You got to pay attention to it. It's something you're mentally thinking about, something you're physically doing, but your spirit is trying to give you all the signs. So just pay attention to that. Don't think that's where you're supposed to be. Vibrate off of that. So that is super blessed. I've had a week of revelations myself. So you guys know I'd be going hard in the paint. And I on that same note, I had to start paying attention to myself because so I work these crazy hours, right? I work like my regular is like a well, I get up at 5, I start my work day at 6, and it usually ends about 7 p.m. So then so that, you know, that gives me a pretty full day, and I take a couple of breaks in between there, but I realized that it's not super healthy to do that for the durations of time that I do. Like it's I'm starting to, like, matter of fact, shoot, I slept in today. I woke up at like 8. I was like, yes.
Wow, that is rare for you.
Yo, you already know. People don't be like, I would send people messages all ridiculous hours in the morning. But it's like, no, I'm like, you know what, bro? You gotta take time. Because it just like it's not about how do I put this? All right, I don't want to mislead people. You do have to make some sacrifices in life, right, to be able to get what you want to get. But be mindful of you. Be mindful of how you're feeling in the moment. Don't overpush. Like, my body's giving me clear signs that, yo, okay, it's time to stop. At a certain point in the day, everything is telling me to stop working for the day. And I, like, push through. And that usually results in some kind of migraine, some kind of, you know, just ailment, you know. And it's like, the signs are there, you know what I mean? And it's not to push you and just use Advil as the cure. It is, you know, prevention is better than cure. So with that, like, that was one of my big ahas this week. I wanted to give a huge shout out to Gemma Rayburn. This past week I had the opportunity of going to the Multicultural Women Entrepreneur Exhibition. It was awesome. Shout out to all the queens out there who are doing their thing in business, producing products, starting businesses, like dominating industries. Big shout out to all of them. It was awesome to see. It was awesome to be there and to be able to support. It closed up with Westcant doing an amazing, amazing performance. They are an exceptional group, guys, not just because my wife is the artistic director and my children perform, but it is just the culture that they bring. The energy that they bring, like I watched them perform at a wedding, or not a wedding, sorry, a 60th birthday party, and then at Gemma's thing, like, and just the energy and the way it feels and the joy it brings people, but also just watching how the whole, it's a new generation that's coming in, right? So big shout out to Westcant for really keeping the culture alive and being able to hand it off to future generation. And now they're taking the lead. The youth drummers are doing their thing. The youth dancers are doing their thing. And so it's really awesome to see that. For those, as you guys know, I'm always talking about the healing retreat and different things that we're doing. I'm really excited for a project that we're embarking on with Westcant and our brother Fimo from When the Village Meditates, that we'll be hearing from in a couple of weeks. We are basically doing what we're coining as the Oasis Retreat Center. So the whole concept is like we're already doing with the OFC Holistic Healing Retreat. We're just creating a project, a project where we're going to be working together to offer programs to the community, so that now you have the benefit of being out in nature, connecting with Gaia, grounding, hugging trees, doing the whole nine, and you'll also be able to take part in yoga, meditation, and Afro-Caribbean drumming and dancing and different workshops for all ages. We'll have transportation and stuff available for the community. Our greenhouse is going to be there, so you can just put your hand in some dirt for that growing therapy. I am excited, people. This is just going to be such an awesome, awesome, awesome time for us as a community. So you guys stay tuned to that. It is going to be exceptional. Two more quick things I have to touch on do you guys remember Max B, the artist? I don't know, guys. If you guys have Spotify, I don't know if it plays anywhere else, but I just listened to the Max B story on Spotify. It is hilarious, but and I don't want to spoil it for you guys, but I strongly recommend going to check it out. The highlights: he did some stupidness, got sentenced to jail time forever, and we're seeing him soon. He's coming out. So that is that's me paraphrasing the entire story, and it is awesome. It's a great experience, but it really just to me, my big takeaway from that is, yo, be grateful for what you have, because he was on a certain course in life, and he decided that he wanted to try to fast track things, and that ended up throwing him way off, right? So with that, guys, that was the my takeaway from that. And last but very far from least, I don't know if I tell you guys that. Well, I think I mentioned that last week that we had started an audio book club. So every Tuesday morning from 7 a.m. to 7:30, we're now listening to The Atomic Habits. Anybody who's interested in just jumping in to just listen, you're welcome to do so. Just holler at the OFC. We'll send you an invite and have you take part. But I also took in another. I'm listening to another audio book. Have you guys heard of the book called Breathe? You guys heard of that?
No.
Are you guys conscious to breathing out of your mouth or out of your nose?
Yes.
Just learned something about this recently.
Yo. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, we interconnected in that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was saying I have to practice sleeping with my mouth closed again, because sleeping with your mouth open actually disrupts your stomach.
You're
function.
Killing yourself. Literally, your nose is actually designed to filter all kind of things out before it hits your system. We're not actually, we're never supposed to be breathing in and out of our mouth ever. Like, it was never meant to be that. And
crazy. You can breathe in from your, you can breathe out from your mouth.
No, you're supposed it's not recommended.
I'm just saying that when every time I have to go to my channeling session for them to actually connect and connect, I have to breathe out and they have to hear me breathe out.
Yo, that's, yes. you could let them know, ask them why you guys have me do this if I'm supposed to be breathing through my nose the whole time. Anyway, just, I'm going to send you the audio book. Take it in. When you do, you'll be like, ooh, mind blown. Cause it's crazy how much we don't realize, like, yo, these, like, we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. Like,
I'm going to practice mouth taping, because they said, try mouth taping for a couple of days at nighttime, yeah, and see what it does the next day and how you feel. And I'm actually going to do it because I believe, I'm a believer. Do you remember a lady called Greer Childers?
Greer Childers. That name sounds familiar.
Skinny white lady that used to do all the infomercials. She used to say, just breathe yourself skinny. Mm-hmm. You can breathe yourself skinny. You mm-hmm. can breathe yourself skinny.
Yo.
By the way that you breathe, by the way that you make the air move through your body. This is real. So Pete, please put us on.
Yo.
I want to say this, just because the thing is, guys, you can find anything everywhere to have to back up whatever you want to back up in your mindset. And I'm not saying that breathing through your nose is not a good thing. It absolutely is. Because yes, your nose literally filters the air the same way how trees absorb the absorbent and put out oxygen there. That's purposeful as well. Now, there are instances, and when you look in nature, right? Because I always look at nature, because nature, that's just how they're built and that's how it is. What we do as humans is how we change things. However, there is a purpose to breathing outwards from your mouth in times. Let's take a dog, for example, that pants, that has to do it to have to bring down their temperature. So there's reasons for it. Maybe, yeah, at night, all their mouths are closed. Maybe we need to close our mouths, but don't act like this apparatus is not supposed to do anything else but eat food. Okay, there's a reason for everything.
Yo,
and everything.
Gina, did you listen to the book? Like, did you no. listen to the book? So then, Gina, until you listen to the
no,
book,
no, don't tell me,
sit here telling me about the things that the monster should be doing. I'm telling you right now.
Thesis. No, give me the full thesis, the point, the reference points, the all these things that come with it. Don't come and tell me like, hey, I just read this, I heard this, I read this by hearing. This is what it is now.
You want the thesis? You want the thesis?
Yes,
and I'm going to give it to you.
Reference right. points. And
say
the
less,
research.
Gina, say less. Okay. Before the end of the segment, first of all, I'm going to talk to my AI, and I'll have a full thesis for you.
Not the
and
AI. That, yo, the AI that you're about to steal anybody's jobs?
I'm going to tell the AI, look, check out this book, Breathe, and give me all the point forms in the thesis form for Gina
all right,
before the
it.
End of the show.
And I'm gonna find another thesis point from another book that says don't breathe, and I'll give you all the thesis.
Do that. I want to see that. No. Guys, okay, so guys, this is Gina. Gina trying to get you guys to breathe through your mouth. I don't know why. I'm telling you guys.
This is why we get into this. Because he's just like, I said this much. He heard this much. He's like, I'm gonna stick to that. I'm gonna stick to what I heard that I didn't like, and I'm gonna just propagate that.
Yeah, it's all right, Gina. It's all right. No, but it's okay because you're not learning. So look, let's just
not learning.
Let's transition out, Gina. I had five other things to say. You just threw me off now.
So let's
dive into it. So we have an awesome interview with the one and only Alvina Ryan. You guys stay tuned. I'll make some brand new money.
Your lip, she thick, but my lip, she bad. That lip to teen, but I already hit it. Don't look at very slippy, don't look at very pissy, though. You finna snitch. My bitch took the hammer, my bitch go bananas. My lip do handle, my bitch about that work of work. Don't go broke like him. Gotta keep the dish. Too legit to jam up. Fresh about the bricks. Fresh about the slammer. Fresh about Atlanta. Just big 300 bands. My neighbors think I'm selling bricks. My nephew think I'm selling. My bitch, she on the purchases. His sister's on the phantom. I gotta keep it 30 stick. I'm living down the can. Aye, so if it ain't about this money, make it quick. Come on, they ain't hungry on this shit. I got 150 wrapped around my wrist, hey. And I just wrapped it on the corner of my head.
I'm Mr. Soprano. I'm fresh out to the high.
Say big brother, bring on guns out. When it's smoke, we get the spinning while the sun out. I ain't never looking at punk cash with my gun out. Scream out what's happening to get the bus until it run out. All these, I don't like what they got, it ain't no fun out. 7-6 too big as hell to knock a lungs out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Kick your dough good on the floor. 5, 6, 7, 8. Don't make no noise, I eat your face. 9, 10, 11, we ain't gon' say that, and it won't OJ. I'ma kill 14, the 13. Play. I think my drink hole might be cake. Why? Cause he blow. I just got a brand new lolly. There's a folk. Call me an auto yes man. I don't know. You can send your best man. You gon' lose your best hitter. What the f*** is that? What the f*** is that? That's how I step on.
Yeah, my connection, I set my wrist back to leave. Get my drip back, drip back, we Ferrari with that. I tell it back, told this ex, she ain't getting that back. I call big, yo, where that stick at?
Tell them boys, I'm getting back.
If they act up, we gon' fix that. My nigga ain't with that chit-chat.
You know you ain't getting your back.
When I do it, I did that. Wish it would, I ain't taking my wish back. This cost half a ticket. This tat, big go Draco for a mishap. It's a Barbie on my wrist hat. I ain't at the bus stop, but my bus back. Even S is but bussin'. So, so fat is but bussin'. Back so full is but bussin'. Driving foreigns, but bussin'.
Quick! No question, bad
look.
Don't like good boys.
I like hustlers.
I'm talking about.
I got a few questions.
I'm that guy, don't miss your press. Life's too short to be around here stressed out. No family, she walk, just slip up. Nobody move but us to stick up. That 790 sound like you got pickups. No matter what, when I call,
I pick up.
Tell me all the business, I ain't spilling my teacup. Go to sleep in Paris, waking up with me enough. I'm a little busy, go shopping till I finish.
Send me with the AMX, I don't need a limit.
Every bit of 700, this is not a rental. Yellow Lamborghini coupe, this is not a lemon.
VVS is but bussing. So, so fat is but bussing. That's so full is but bustin', driving foreigns, but bustin'. I'm tryna ball, I just caught me some hoops. Blonde on my inches, brown on the roof. Can't candy apple, sticky red back, not the fruit. Caught me them two double C's on my boots.
I'm a little busy, go shout it till I finish.
Send me with the AMX, I don't need a limit.
Every bit of 700, this is not a rental. Yellow Lamborghini coupe, this is not a lemon.
I ain't f***ing like a boss, go sick up on the scarf. Burberry ass, Syria, don't ever take a loss. Big bitch, I like it real. Big stick to 100 clips. Give me what it took that I might put this on the lip.
I came up with a list. I told my youngin' don't hit me till he off the list. And they say that is lit. I come whenever they see me, they never do. Try to run, but he trip. Broke it, won't click in a blicky till he don't exist. Got a Glock with a stick, and I've been itching to put a new op in a split. I'm addicted to spinning. Who tryna go sin it? Lil' bro don't take pictures, cause he always drillin'. My twirlers are hit him, I swear they some villains. I drop a bag, they gon' kill a whole village. Itching to up it, been feeding to brush him. I have a kill, turn his brains into slushes. Pull up, pluck him, they gotta rush him. But we sauce, we left him dripping and gushing. He saw the gun, started panicking, ain't no discussion. We left him stiff like a mannequin, shouldn't have been bluffing. Do a hit out the whip, then we vanish and open his muffin. For that that he said in his song, I don't stab, gon' kill him. And came up with a licks. I told my youngin' don't hit me till he off the list. And they say that is lit. I come whenever they see me, they never do. Try to run, but he trip. Broke people clickin' a blicky till he don't exist. Got a Glock with a stick, and I've been itching to kill him.
Say you my I'm be your killer. Nobody gonna play with you when I'm with you. Go against any like this little skeet all dirt on bitch. I put it in for you, I spin for you. Whatever you with, I'm with it. How you gonna cost a
rockin' with y'all, got you lit in the city. I've been multitasking, rapping and being a daddy to my little children. I've been spending on business and spending and spending and spending until I'm dizzy. I do all the smack, need no step of help with none of you killin'. You doin' a lot of cap, watch when I catch, I'm whack in front of the witness. My d***y trippin', we could've been superstars. Remember when we were jacking cars? Now it's not safe for you. You switch like a
yesterday,
tripping. We could have been superstars. Helping, now I'm reminiscing. Remember we were jacking cars? Now you better keep your distance, cause it's not safe for you. You switch like a loop.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
We've been rather wrecking cars.
Hey, bro, is that Jambo?
What is that?
Say you my be your killer, nobody gonna play with you when I'm with you. Go against any like this little skeet all dirt on bitch. I put it in for you, I spin for you, whatever you with, I'm with it. How you gonna call the that rockin' with you, I got you lit in the city. I've been multitasking, rapping and being a daddy to my little children. I've been spending on business and spending and spending and spending until I'm dizzy. I do all the smack, need no step of help with none of you killin'. You doing a lot of cap, watch when I catch, I'm whack in front of the witness. My d***y trippin', we could have been superstars. Remember when we were jacking cars? Now it's not safe for you. You switch like a little. My d***y trippin', we could have been superstars. Ain't helping, now I'm reminiscing. Remember when we were jacking cars? Now you better keep your distance, cause it's not safe for you. You switch like a little. Track hard with the kick, snatch off from the. When I slide, nightlight on the blick. Bet I'm on my when I'm outside. So them ran down, caught them pants down. I knew the perk was fake, but I still ate it, cause I'm a grin. Yeah, cut those bins, KTV, back door wide open. Waste my sniper, get out. All you gon' die, time rolling. Bustin' on my opponent, no house stepping. Crunch my arms totally, wood jet broke with no motion. Sleeping on sofas, creeping in highs like roaches. I done went cages and stages of cages. Now Freeman, baby, can't keep me, baby. I beat them cases, they already hate me. They gon' want me dead when I'm on probation. Oh, y'all think, look, yeah. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet, I promise. Can't take me, can't guard me. I be on the floor, man. I play, play.
Parlay with the people. And we are back, people. So, like we discussed at the beginning of the show, I personally feel we all have an inner writer in us. I feel that we all have a story to tell. And like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, this guest that we have with us, if you have an idea on your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, and you want to get it out in written form, you need to connect with Dr. Alvina Ryan. We are blessed to have her with us today on Parley with the People, another awesome part of the Empower Hour podcast and radio show. So, Dr. Alvina Ryan, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
We're so glad to have you. So, first off, as you guys already know, I like to, before we dive into the business in terms of what you're doing, I like to just create an opportunity for those who might not have heard you, who might not know who you are, just for you to give an opportunity to introduce yourself to our people.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, my name is Alvina Ryan. I'm born here in Montreal, so I'm a Montrealer. Mm-hmm. My parents are from Montserrat. Mm-hmm. So for those of you who don't know where that is, it's in the Caribbean. It's a tiny little island, but beautiful. Mm-hmm. And kind of close to Guadeloupe, kind of close to Antigua. So gives you some reference. Mm-hmm. You know the song Feeling Hot, Hot, Hot? Well, that's our song, so that's what you know. That's what you know about Montserrat.
Okay.
Just tell me something.
Okay.
Yeah, Montserrat. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good. Now I know.
And I'm a mother. I have two children, a boy and a girl. And I'm a daughter. I'm a sister. I'm an auntie. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, I'm a friend. Mm-hmm. So most people also know me as a therapist. So this is, you know, some of the titles, if you want to call it, that I have. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned before, therapist, most people know that I'm a massage therapist. I've been working in massage for many years. And, you know, I had professional athletes. And that was, you know, a great life that mm-hmm. I created. And I still love it. Mm-hmm. My day job is insurance. So I like to call myself a trusted advisor. So anything insurance, you know, like how Farrell says for the OFC, mm-hmm. you know, think of us first. Yeah. So anything insurance, think of me first. Yes. I have a way. I mean, my everyday is car and home insurance, which, you know, is compulsory in Quebec. Mm-hmm. So, you know, most people call me for that, especially, you know, they're buying a new used car and they need insurance. They need it off the lot like yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, that's who you call. And we can help you with a lot of other insurance needs. You might need pet insurance. You might need travel insurance. You might need commercial insurance. So because I work for a large company, Allstate, right. You know, we could help you with many different needs that you have insurance wise. So that's a good, you know, a good start to who I am.
Would you say, so the term serial entrepreneur, is that the...
Yeah, I'm definitely a serial entrepreneur. I mean, I only actually worked like, say, a job for the last 7 years. Mm-hmm. I've always been an entrepreneur. I started really young, like at 19 or mm-hmm. so, mm-hmm. maybe a little younger. You know, starting my business, started with a massage business, still working for everybody. Like, I always worked for someone mm-hmm. and for myself. Nice. And then when... you know, the numbers matched.
Yeah.
Then I decided, okay, I'm branching off on my own. I could do this, right? Yes. And so that's basically what I do for pretty much everything in my life. I really make sure I master the craft. And then, you know, there's that book that says you have to do 10,000 hours in mm-hmm. something to make sure you do it well.
Yeah.
So I always make sure I get to that, you know, number. And then, you know, by then my name is launched. Everybody knows what I do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's like that.
I love that. I love that. And again, like, and just for what you do in the community and just for always just being that reference, that go-to that we have. Because Alvina and we were talking about it not too long ago, but when we started the OFC years ago, Alvina was one of our first board members, like years ago. Because like the OFC has been around for, what, 12 years now? So Alvina definitely helped. And, you know, and we're glad to have you back on the team. And just we're always glad to have you as a member of the OFC because you've always been there as a resource to the community. So we thank you for what you're doing. And just for the example that you set.
Thank you.
And just for always just being willing to help, because you know, Alvina is one of those people you can call her, you can send her a message. I have a question about something. I have this, and she will give you a. You know, she's super busy, guys. Just not just you know, it's like, but she will make your time. Even if she sends you a text that you late at night, because this is when she has the time to respond, she will respond to that. We appreciate that.
Well, my community fed me growing mm-hmm. up. Mm-hmm. Like, I belong to a strong church community, a mm-hmm. Black church community, mm-hmm. and you know, like when I wanted to get out of the house, they were going on a picnic. They were doing this. Right. They were doing that, and so. I believe truly in giving back. Like, I belong to an organization called Pathfinders, mm-hmm. and I was the Pathfinder, but now I'm second in command in Quebec. So nice. I run Pathfindering for Quebec nice. Along with Chef Dominique. And so, but that's just a true attribute as to, you know, you never forget your roots. You never mm-hmm. forgot what fed you. You never forget, you know, who helped you. So, you know.
Huge. I like that. So now, so we're here to talk because you are also a best-selling author. Basically, I would like for you to share a little bit about that journey. First off, and we can talk a little bit about the books and stuff that you have, and then we'll dive into the workshop and the I guess you call it a workshop or the writers club that you're setting up. But let's deep dive into the books and what got you here and where you're going with them.
Absolutely. So I wasn't one of those people that grew up saying, I want to be an author. Mm-hmm. I was actually good at writing. I was always, like, in high school, placed in advanced English. Mm-hmm. I studied Latin. I studied Spanish. Like, I like romance languages. Obviously, I speak French because I mm-hmm. grew up here. Mm-hmm. So I was interested. I always journaled, like, mm-hmm. but journaling was for me like an escape. Like, right. you know, like, here's my life. And then... Mm-hmm. I don't want to tell everybody my business, so I write down everything yes. and I write down the names and what happened to me and everything like that. So journaling was like, it's part of my way of my outlet.
Okay.
So it's my outlet of getting my thoughts onto paper and, you know, seeing if I made the right choices and stuff like that, mm-hmm. Which is good because when it translated into business, they tell you to map out your week and yes. then they tell you to look at your schedule and what did you accomplish? What didn't you accomplish? What would have made your day greater? Mm-hmm. So I learned these by just journaling, mm-hmm. right? And then a couple years ago, I had a life change and I was journaling. Mm-hmm. And I thought of getting that story out there, because I know that my story is not unique and I can help other people. But I really didn't have the tools. I started to take some workshops. I started to look into publishing so that I would have like a greater, like the macro of how much this would cost me. What am I getting into? And I still, I couldn't shake that idea that I really wanted to do this. I went to a retreat, a youth retreat, with my church, and it was a prayerful type of experience as well. Like, you had to pray about things that you wanted to change in your life, where you wanted to go. And I just told my roommate, which was Rowan Higgins. I'm sure everybody in the community knows her. I told her that I was going to write a book. And she's like, well, the publisher's here. You got to meet him. And I was like, huh? Like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, how about divine intervention, right? And one of my favorite words is providence. So I just felt like it was providence for me to be here. And then all these opportunities. And then the best thing about the whole thing is I actually knew him.
Oh, nice.
Through Pathfinders, right? But I never knew that he did this other thing. Like, you know me, like some people know me as a therapist. Yeah. They don't know that I do car and home insurance. Some people know me as an author because online, that's my social presence. And then they're like, you're a therapist? So, like we have all these hats that, you know, and I knew him all this time and I never knew he was a publisher. So I sat down with him and his wife and they told me that they're going to help me produce my first book. And I was floored. Like, you know, everything that I wanted out of this retreat, everything that I'd been praying for, it all came like full circle, no pun intended, but that's what happened. And I was so excited. I went home and I started writing that story again. Like, it was already kind of written, but I really knew that like within a year, I got to get this done. Because I don't want him to feel like I'm not appreciative or I'm not serious. So I made sure I got it done and I actually finished it. But I don't know, life was changing for me. You know, your feelings change about things that you're doing. And that wasn't going to be my first book. And then, you know, things were happening with the disease being COVID being propagated. And, you know, it was just like we were just hearing it come out of China. And we started talking about different titles for different things with the publisher. And we just changed the whole outlook to the book. I was praying a lot. I was praying for healing, forgiveness, stuff, different stuff in my life. And we ended up doing a prayer book. So actually, this is the first book. I pray on purpose because. And when I actually thought about how I was going to get this book out, I just decided, like, you know, I'm going to call up a few friends, tell them about the idea, ask them if they'd like to participate in a couple chapters and stuff. Everybody said yes. And again, that's divine because like no one said, nah, I'll think about it. I don't understand what you're going to do. Like, I've never done this before. And all my friends said yes. I called all the prayer warriors that I know already in church because it's a prayer book. And if you remember, March 2020, everything was shutting down. People were starting to pray. People were losing their family. Like, things were just like uncertain. That's when we were writing.
That's amazing.
So that's when we were writing. And the writing finished maybe around May, June. Because not everybody knows how to write. And I did a lot of editing for this part of the book. And, you know, I also had a vision because above all things, I'm a businesswoman,
right?
I'm an entrepreneur. So I had a vision of what I wanted for the book. Even when I'm, you know, explaining to the publisher, I was like, I already decided I'm doing two books. And as you can see, the second book just came out, you know, and it has almost the same title. The first one is I Pray on Purpose Because, and the second one is I Testify on Purpose Because. But I already knew that from the beginning, like before it even came out, I had already visioned that it's going to be a series. It's not a one shot. You know, you don't want to be a one hit wonder in music or anything. I didn't want to be a one time author. So, so that's basically where it started. We started with the prayer book and it was so timely, which helped it sell well. My publisher's Christian, which helped it sell well. And, you know, everything just fell into place. And because people wanted to, this book is about teaching you how to pray. And, you know, some people are like, oh, I'm not religious and stuff. It's not about the religious. It's about, as I said, even people who weren't religious, when people were dying, they turned to God. They came back to what they innately know. Right. And they just wanted to just get an answer. And like sometimes because you don't, you're not in the routine of praying,
Exactly.
You don't hear him, but maybe he's answering, but you don't hear him. You don't have a relationship with him.
You're not sure what you're listening for.
Like Powell just explained our friendship. It comes even, he didn't even talk about it. It goes way back that. We were young.
That's true.
I knew his whole family when I was little.
Yeah.
You know? So, but you know, like what is so important is that you develop that relationship. And every time you talk to them, you foster that relationship. And that's how it is with God. You know, like sometimes we only come, oh, please, God, help me pass this test. He might, but he might not. And maybe it's to teach you a lesson because you should have studied. You know what I mean? But then if you have that relationship with him, like in the middle of the night, sometimes I wake up and I'm like, oh, I heard a word. Oh. Got to write that word down. Mm-hmm. Why'd I get that word? You know? And then after something will happen maybe that day, that week, and I'm like, oh, God was trying to teach me something. He was trying to tell me something, right?
Absolutely.
And it's just so, it just gives you such peace and such joy when you have that relationship and you know that he's your best friend. And when I was going through my darkest days, I don't want to tell my friends because you don't know how it's going to go around. And they're, you know, I love them, but at the same time, if I get the secret out, it's me who got the secret out. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. So when I let God know my secret, he doesn't tell nobody. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's how I became close to him. And I've been a Christian my whole life. Mm-hmm. But you have various degrees of intensity of how you practice. Right. And at that point, I was like probably the height of, you know, my Christianity, if you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And I was practicing, but more not to be Christian, but really to just understand him, his ways. You know, it says in the Bible, his ways is not our ways. His thoughts is not our thoughts.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt. And I just wanted to know, I just wanted to understand, what is your purpose for me? Why are you making me do this? Why did this happen to me?
Right, yeah.
Why are you bringing me here? Why am I not writing the book that I wanted to write? And why am I writing this one?
Right, yeah.
So, and that's all the stuff that he revealed to me.
I love it. And again, I just feel it's timely. We're on a time on the planet where people need to hear this because people need to reconnect. Everybody's going through something.
Exactly.
You know, and it is something that we might have forgotten or lose sight of. And that, like, prayer works. Like, and it has nothing to do with the religious background, like you
exactly.
said. It is really just being able to connect to that higher power, connect to, I call it the higher power and the power that's within as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, so that's huge. And then so you had the first two. And but I'm seeing four on the table. So what happened there?
Well, I Pray on Purpose was the first book. Mm-hmm. Finding Joy in the Journey was the second book. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a difference here. Mm-hmm. I'm an author. Mm-hmm. I'm a best-selling author, but I'm a visionary author of these two books, the I Pray on Purpose and the I Testify on Purpose, because after I did the first book, I wasn't sure if I did everything right. Mm-hmm. You know, you're wondering, hey, it's like, was my way the right way?
Right.
I pulled it off. It sold. Mm-hmm. But is there a better way? So I went and joined someone else's project.
Okay.
And I wrote about in this book as well. And then from her, we became best-selling authors on Amazon and everything. Right. And the whole experience made me realize I wasn't far off.
Right.
Like the way that I put the project together, the way that it assembled the book, this is exactly the way other people were doing it. And I had no model. I hadn't read an anthology before. I wrote an anthology.
Okay.
I hadn't read any anthologies before.
Nice.
And
that
so just that came from God.
Yeah.
And then I went to her project and it was very similar. I learned a few new things, how to market the book better, how to do this, do that. And then I was like, okay, I could do this. And then I started working on this project, but then things happened, you know. So again, my publisher had, like, there was deaths in the family, blah, blah, blah. And the book was a year late.
Okay.
So I was working on this project, but the book never came out. And again, it's not my timing. It's his timing.
Exactly.
He knows why it's late. Maybe if it came out a year ago, it wouldn't sell. Who knows?
Yep.
So I just let it alone. Mm-hmm. And I went again to join someone else's book project. Her name was Jessica Moore. Excellent book. The books came out almost a month apart.
Nice.
And this one is even endorsed by Les Brown, who is my personal mentor.
Hold on. You know you got to show the cover. Show the cover.
Oh, sorry.
And make sure we get it good on this screen too.
Okay. You know. So this is Embracing Imperfections.
Mm-hmm.
This is a full color book, a full color book. And what is so great about it, because we could write books, but one thing people don't understand, they just want to tell their story.
Right.
But do people care about your story?
Mm,
No, that really,
maybe.
What's in it for me? They want to know.
Maybe. Maybe someone will care about your story, yeah. But it's not about your story. It's about what's in it for them. How will they learn? How will they transform their lives? And what's interesting about this book, it's a transformational book. It has your story, but it also has the heart work. That's what we called it in this book. And how do we get past what happened to the person and how did they take it to the next level? What steps do they need? So it's almost like a book and a journal together. I love this book, and it's full color, which is odd because most books are not full color. Right. It's a little bit more expensive than the other ones, but it's like a two books in one. So it's definitely worth the price. And the book that I mentioned before, Finding Joy in the Journey, is all about the little things. But also about grief, because a lot of people, again, just as during COVID areas, right? I started writing in March 2020.
Yeah, it was like in the height of things going down.
This is just new, right?
Yeah, the world just started shutting down.
This was about grief and also like really like in life, find the joy in the little things, right? And this is the journey. And then this one came out, as I said, just new. This is I Testify on Purpose, because so basically the premise is you don't know how to pray. You learn how to pray.
Yes.
And you take it day by day. And there are women in here that prayed prayers. So, and they're themed. Maybe one is about children. One is about infertility. One is about a death of someone.
Wow.
Right? So you have an opportunity to, you have an event that happens in your life and you need to pray a prayer, but you don't know really how the words, where they come from. You could pray the prayer with the person for your children. Right? And then eventually, as you develop that relationship, you are going to find those words. Because it's just, it's like exercise. My bachelor's is in exercise science. So exercise is one of those things that if you do it today and you do it 2 weeks from now, there's no real benefit. But if you do it every day for 30 minutes, you're going to see the tone come. You're going to see the... So it's the same thing with prayer. You have to exercise that muscle. And then all of a sudden, those people that you look on TV and they're like, hallelujah, G of Jesus, you know, and they have all those words. And then you're like, I don't have those words.
Right.
But those words will come because all you have to do is keep reading those words and seeing the way that people formulate the sentences. And then develop your own prayer, because remember, it doesn't matter what you pray. God takes it and Jesus will say, takes it and he transforms those words to give it to the Father. So you don't have to have those eloquent prayers. You just have to say the truth. And the real thing is people have to talk to him like he's a friend. So if it's your friend.
I have people actually in religious experiences, like for those of you who know my story, I was incarcerated, and during that time I was praying, and the people was like, oh, whoa, you can't pray like that. I'm like, listen, God, I got to go from here. I'm gonna fire somebody up. I need you to get me out. They say you can't pray to God. Don't tell me how to pray to my God. He knows exactly who I am and why I'm talking like this. He knows. I want him to understand that this is something serious. And I come to him like, oh, dear Father God, he might say, okay, I'm just give her a couple days. No, right now. Right now, take this from me now, because if you don't, tomorrow I'm going to be saying a different prayer. So I think you just got to get into it.
Yes.
And I think however you come, God accepts you, because there's some people who can't read and write. So there's no reading and there's no writing. It's about your understanding about what you feel, your connection to the other side. So
absolutely.
Just start it. I think. And that's so right. Just start.
That's what it is, actually. Yeah. You're so right. Just start. And then when we talk about book writing, a lot of people have that dream to write a book, but they have to start, right?
Yes.
So the prayer life is so important. When you just start, you just start from the beginning. Talk to him as a friend. And a lot of people, like, they'll say, dear God. But if you were talking to your friend, do I say Kaya every 2 seconds? I already know who I'm talking to, so I just talk.
Right.
So it's the same thing. Like, you know, there's a lot of things that we do that is wrong when it comes to prayer. But it's okay.
Yep.
When you're a babe, you have to learn somewhere, right? So you might do that at first. And then when you read for yourself, then you'll realize, hey, I'm not supposed to do that. You know what I mean? I wouldn't do that if I was talking to a friend, because he knows who I'm talking to. So
hey,
I don't have to
me
say
again. I know I called you yesterday. And I was tripping, but I feel better now. But I got a different situation and I need you to listen to me right quick. This is really real.
And look at the people in the Bible. Like, not all prayers are nice, sweet you know, juicy. Yes. Oh, yes, come, you know, come
Father
to the Lord.
Father God,
with
please
this.
Rain fire and brimstone down on his head because he just stole my daughter and ran in a chariot and I can't catch them.
Right. Satan, I rebuke you.
Right. God, help me dismantle this weapon that is coming towards me. They are chasing me down, God. Yeah, it's true.
And that's what we have to learn is there's different types of prayers and different types of situations. Sure. Like sometimes, you know, you even go to church and the person prays for 20 minutes and it's like we're all on our knees, like be conscious.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like it's not the right time maybe. Right, yeah. You know, and then there's other times where, you know, 20 minutes doesn't hold water. You know, we need 60 minutes because we're praying for our children and breaking the bondage and the generational curses, and we need time. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, so there's, you know, there's different types.
I know you guys are talking as the listeners, because there's the different spectrums of listeners, but there's ones who are there who are like, yeah, I've been in those hour prayer sessions. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't ready for it. I didn't know I was getting into an hour prayer session. It's necessary what comes out of it, but Lord, especially as a child, you guys are talking and I'm remembering my West Island Church of God days. Shout out to everybody from West Island Church of God. But man, sometimes we just weren't ready. We weren't ready.
Yeah, you know, I got cussed out after church several days, and it's like almost like it'll bring the devil out of whoever took you to church, right? They take you to church, they're praying for so long. When you get sleepy, you get kind of like giggly. Yeah. So now we can't stop laughing. And they like, you just gonna laugh while pastor talking. They looking at you, shooting you evil looks and stuff. But I cannot help it. And pastor said the same thing 5 times over and over. I think pastor was sleeping because pastor's eyes was rolled like this when they was talking. They had their glasses on. I start laughing. They were upset with me. Yeah. And now I can't stop laughing.
Right.
Now they asking me to excuse myself.
Yeah.
And come on, y'all. Be conscious. I'm a child. Yeah. And y'all woke us up at 6 o'clock this morning to get ready for this. I'm tired already.
Yes.
Please. And then they're like, well, you seem to be in it. I was crying because my eyes was leaking because I was tired.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
I didn't know. It's a spirit. It's a spirit working. But anyways, so let me digress because we went deep. We deep dove. But it's necessary, guys. This is the empower. We're talking spirit, guys. And just, you already know how we get down here.
So I actually seen this book online the other day. A friend of mine was presenting it. I think she has written for this book. Andrea.
Oh,
Andrea's in the book. Mistress is in the book.
Yeah. What an amazing way to start people on their journeys.
I'm telling you.
For to be an author, to know that they did that, to be able to say that as part of their accolades. I'm like, oh my gosh. And Farrah's been telling me about you for a while because I have a couple of books that I want to write. My mother is a class act. Like my mother got $1 million, a bestseller book. For real. Amen. My mother is really that lady. So we've been waiting to see and hear from you, sister.
Good.
So I'm so happy that you're here to share your gifts and just to say it. Thank you for coming to Parlay with the People, because this is what we need. There's a lot of people that got a story to tell.
Amen. That's it. And actually, so it's perfect. So let's talk about, because we have a writing workshop coming up.
Yes.
Yes. So let's dive in.
Mm-hmm. So basically, the writing workshop is to help you to get your ideas out of your head onto paper.
Amen.
And, you know, most people will use a computer. I suggest you start typing your story into Google Docs right away because, you know, just in case you close the computer, you have it there. But the whole point, whether you write on paper or you write straight in the computer, is get that story out of your head. Then you're going to submit it to me, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to look and see, you know, is this a story that has to be told and how to frame your story properly? Mm-hmm. Because again, a lot of people just tell their story.
Right.
But there's a way to tell your story.
To make it captivating, to make people want to follow
exactly.
And continue reading.
And that's why you're going to have your one-on-one with me, and we're going to discuss your story and how you're putting this book together. Because I sit in other clubs and they're not necessarily from the community, but I go there to learn.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have written a lot of books and they won't sell more than 100 copies. And I'm like, why would you take all of this time and effort, put something that makes you vulnerable maybe into print and then not sell any of it? Because we don't write our story really for us. It's really to help other people. When I wrote I Pray, it was about helping you to learn how to pray.
Right.
When we write I Testify, guess what? 2 years later, after you learn to pray, you have that relationship. Now you can testify that your life has changed. It's done better, right? And in this I testify story, like you said, you mentioned Andrea. Mm-hmm. She tells her story. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason she told that story is not just to make shame on herself or anybody or anything like that. It's really to help that next person who has that same situation, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And that's, all of us have a story to tell. I wrote about myself being non-hearing. I lost my hearing when I was pregnant with my second child. Mm. And that story is told in this book. I really didn't tell, I think I told it on one station, but I haven't really told that story much. And most people knew me during that time and had no idea I couldn't hear. Wow. I was reading lips the whole time just because of the type of person I am. I don't want you to pity me. Right. I don't want you to feel like, you know, something is wrong. Mm-hmm. So I just made it work for me. You know, that's how Black people are, especially Black women. Yeah. We just deal with stuff, right? And I was dealing with a situation, but I was pregnant. I had to be good for my my daughter, but I also had to also like embrace that this is happening to me. I can't hear anything, but I could read your lips. Right. I'm gonna learn to read your lips in English, French, and whatever other language, because I'm not telling you I can't hear you. Right? I couldn't talk on the phone. Wow. Like, can you imagine?
I actually have a friend like that. His mother experienced that after having him, and they said, you know, you're not supposed to wash your hair after you have a baby, right? And don't, you shouldn't submerge yourself in water. She washed her hair, and then her hearing went away.
Wow.
And when I met this man, I used to say to him, are you deaf? And he used to say, no. I said, well, why do you talk so loud? And then I met his mom and he said, yeah, you know, I lost my hearing. Mm-hmm. So when he's a little baby and she's talking to him, she's like, hi, baby, you know? And so now he talks loud naturally, but because his mom was afflicted. So
I talk loud. I but I was pregnant and I lost my hearing.
Wow.
So that was like 7 months pregnant, non-hearing.
Right.
And then a few months after that. But you know, what can I testify about?
Yeah.
What caused it, sister?
We're not sure. Mm. My daughter was supposed to be born with spina bifida. Mm. And spina bifida is when your spinal cord doesn't close at L2.
Okay.
And so then you need like a tube to bring the cerebral spinal fluid back to your brain.
Okay.
So she would have had multiple surgeries, everything like that. So they were very worried about it. They gave me the abortion literature. Mm-hmm. I'm a Christian. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't really believe in it. But at the same time, I had to actually explore that other side.
Right, yeah.
So I actually went and interviewed a whole bunch of women that had children with spina bifida. And all of them told me, well, you're lucky, sister, basically, that, you know, you got the choice. We didn't have a choice. We just, you know, the technology wasn't there yet.
Right.
So they just had the baby.
Right, yeah.
But they told me about their nightmares of, you know, a lot of them lived with regret.
Okay.
Like if they had the choice, they would never do this choice because the, you know, the whole thing about having a handicapped child, it was a lot for them.
Okay.
I think I didn't like what I was hearing because I really wanted to have another baby.
Right.
I was having a girl and the whole thing was in conflict with my inside, right? I don't believe in it, to be honest.
Right.
And I had to make this decision. I chose to ignore them, but I think I turned off my hearing. That's my opinion.
Yeah.